Hey guys, welcome back to Positive Impact. I'm your host, Andrew Schultz. So grateful to have you guys. Today, we're going to talk about winning the morning, winning the day. My morning routine, my daily mindfulness practices is something that it really, for me, sets the tone for my whole day. And if you look at any high-performing athlete, executive, celebrity, anybody who's ultra successful in whatever craft they're in, if you look at what they all have in common, it's a strong morning routine. Now more than ever, as we know, with COVID-19, it's imperative that we create a morning routine that sets us up for success the rest of the day. You know, 90% of people my age check Instagram before brushing their teeth, or look at the news, something on their phone, their email, which that is the worst thing we can do. Automatically gets us in a reactive mode, emotionally charged, stressed out, fight, flight, or freeze, and we're screwed the rest of the day. So I'm going to give you some practices that I call them non-negotiables. Practices that I've been doing for a couple of years now that I wanted to share with you guys. Considering the time that we're in, I think they're going to be very valuable if you apply them into your own life and create your own morning routine that works for you. So without further ado, let's get started. So first thing I do when I wake up in the morning, meditation. So easiest form of meditation is a box breathing meditation. I recommend you start out with, you know, a few minutes, set your timer. You can lay down, you can sit up, you can sit in a chair, whatever is most comfortable for you. And again, you know, they say an average, a new healthy habit or a habit in general takes about 28 days of consistency to rewire a neural pathway in your brain. So whatever it is that you can commit to for 28 days as a new habit, that's what I encourage you to do. So if it's laying down, lay down, sit up, whatever is most comfortable. You're gonna set your timer, say, for 2 minutes. You close your eyes and you breathe in through your nose for 4 seconds. Hold the breath for 4 seconds. Exhale through your nose for 4 seconds. Hold the breath for 4 seconds. Rinse and repeat for 2 minutes, and then try to work your way up to 5 minutes. I meditate for 30 minutes, but when I first started meditating 5 years ago, I did it for 2 minutes. I just focused on the breath flowing in and out, counting the breath in, counting the breath out. The easiest form of meditation, conscious breathing. Meditation. There's so many benefits of meditation, physically, spiritually. The physical benefits: lowers your blood pressure, lowers cholesterol, reduces stress, which is the most important part of everything we're talking about this on this podcast. You know, reduces the fight, flight, or freeze response of the sympathetic nervous system, which that's why I do it first thing in the morning to set the tone for the rest of the day. Increases the production of DHEA, anti-aging hormones, reduces inflammation, helps break bad habits. The spiritual benefits of meditation increases, well, for me, this is speaking for me, creates a conscious contact with God or higher power or universe, whatever you believe in. For me, when I meditate, I listen to my spirit and my soul, and that's where God talks to me. That discernment, that voice of intuition and discernment, I hear most clearly in meditation. Disconnects from the 70,000 thoughts that we have every day, or a thought every 1.2 seconds, disconnects me from those thoughts. Meditation, first thing I do. I'll even throw prayer in there because prayer and meditation go hand in hand for me. It's a two-way conversation with God or the universe or higher power, whatever you believe in. When I meditate, I'm listening. And then when I pray, for me, after I get done meditating, I get on my knees and I pray. For me, the act of getting on my knees humbles myself to something bigger than myself. I get on my knees and I say these prayers. And this is my portion of the two-way conversation with God. I ask God to help me be at the right place at the right time, doing the right things with the right people, saying the right things at the right volume. I ask to be divorced from self-will and selfishness. I ask to do God's will, have the knowledge of his will and the power to carry that out, to be of maximum service to God and the universe and my fellows, to do good and help others, to vibrate high, to shine bright, to be filled with joy, love, and peace. And that's my prayer. That's my two-way conversation with my, that's my conscious contact with God. So the third thing I do after I meditate and pray is I make my bed. I first started making my bed when I went to rehab 5 years ago. That's when I started creating these new habits, creating these new neural pathways in my brain, because our brain is like a computer. And I had so many corrupt files that I had to reprogram my mind, upload new positive files, content, habits, to replace all the negative and corrupted files of my computer or of my brain. So I started making my bed 5 years ago. It's the little things in life that matter the most. Little small hinges swing big doors. Less physical clutter equals less mental clutter, especially now that we're spending so much time in our homes. Easy way, such an easy way to build positive momentum, increase a sense of accomplishment. For me, when I make my bed, it gives me a sense of accomplishment. These things add up. All the small things matter. Next thing I do, gratitude list. If there's one thing that you hear on this podcast, let it be gratitude. And the power of a gratitude list, a gratitude journal every day. For my coaching clients that I work with, this is the one thing we focus on. Even if they want to lose weight, we focus on a gratitude list to change the mental before we can change the physical. It's a mindset that we want to work on first. And that's why my coaching clients are so amazed at they're able to lose weight almost as a byproduct, because we focus on the mindset, changing their mind to start working for us, not against us. And gratitude is the most important of all the things if you had to pick one. So gratitude list. Like I say in my yoga classes that I teach, where our attention goes, energy flows. What we focus on strengthens and gets stronger. So when we focus on things to be grateful for, we draw in more gratitude into our life. On the flip side, if we grab our phone first thing in the morning and start looking at all the doom and gloom chaos in the news and everything that's wrong with the world, that's what we're going to get more of. So being mindful and intentional with the gratitude, you know, trying to think of at least three things that we're grateful for and choosing new things to be grateful for every day. You know, it's similar to love and empathy, that gratitude, it creates a biochemical shift in the body, alters the physical activity in the brain, and the brain responds to the positive input and sends life-enhancing messages to every cell of the body. Benefits of meditation: increased well-being and life satisfaction, stronger immune system, better sleep, lower blood pressure, lower stress, lower feelings of loneliness and isolation, increased capacity for compassion. One of the easiest and most beneficial tools for boosting happiness levels on a neurological and emotional level. According to a UC Davis study, people are 25% happier if they keep gratitude journals and commit to it every day. These 25% happier people also sleep a half an hour more and exercise 33% more per week, feel better about their lives, experience greater levels of joy and happiness, felt more optimistic about the future, got sick less often, made greater progress toward achieving important personal goals, more energy, enthusiasm, determination, and focus. Holy smokes, baby. This is where it's at. And I understand with today's climate, what's going on, it might be more challenging to find things to be grateful for. However, if we put enough attention on it, we can find them. For example, grocery store workers who are literally putting their lives at risk by serving us, grocery store workers, truck drivers, warehouse employees, farmers. Think about everybody, the food that we eat. Everybody who is involved in the supply chain from the farm it was grown in, say it's produce, for example, all the way to the grocery store. Every person who is involved in helping that food get from field to market. Medical professionals, healthcare workers. For me, in my gratitude list, often I reference people in my life. I really take time to think about and I write their names down. An easy way to reference gratitude if we think about the people in our life. And the more specific we can be, instead of worrying about 30 different things to be grateful for, I would recommend picking five and being very specific with those five using all five senses. I have one coaching client who inspires me with her gratitude list that she sends me every morning. I have all my coaching clients send me their gratitude list every morning for that accountability, because that's where the magic happens in their transformation, my own included. Daily devotionals, another part of my morning routine. After I write my gratitude, I read inspiring and positive content to get into the right mindset for the day. Something uplifting, encouraging, empowering. And then after I read them, I journal my thoughts and my interpretation after some self-reflection, which helps me retain the information. Because for me, if I just read it and don't write it down, it's harder for me to retain. It's more difficult. But when I write it down, I find it more, it sinks in and I'm able to really absorb the content. And that self-reflection time and journaling on the daily devotionals that I read is very powerful. And for me, there's four different devotionals, daily devotionals that I read every day. I'll put these in the show notes so you can reference. The Language of Letting Go by Melody Biotti. Just for Today, which is 12-step literature. Daily Reflections on Addiction, Yoga, and Getting Well by Rolf Gates. He's amazing. And then A Year of Miracles by Marianne Williamson. All very inspiring literature, daily devotionals that I read every morning. Next thing I do is connection. I call it connection. You know, especially nowadays, suicide rates are at 30-year highs. Depression and loneliness is now an epidemic by the World Health Organization. As we spend more time in our homes with COVID-19, it's so important with connection. And with the technology that we have available to us, Zoom, FaceTime, audio messages, text messages, I try to reach out to 5 people every day. This is part of the connection for me. Connection is one of the most important values in my life. Reaching out to 5 people to send them love and light and positive vibes every day, to acknowledge them, let them know I'm thinking about them, letting them know how much they mean to me, how grateful I am that they're in my life, how much I appreciate them. You know, FaceTime, I think FaceTime's been around for 10 years now. I've used FaceTime maybe once or twice in the last 10 years. Over the last 2 weeks, I've used it probably double that. I love it. It's just amazing. Like, go figure, it takes something like what we're going through with COVID-19. But this is one of the opportunities to leverage a resource and the technology of FaceTime to see my loved ones, especially the older generation where we can't see them physically. A great way to use that technology, FaceTime. It gets me out of myself. Otherwise, the few days that I don't do these things that I'm referencing, I get wrapped up in myself very quickly. Selfishness, self-centered. By reaching out to others, it gets me out of myself. And it makes me feel good focusing on helping others and being of service. So it's almost weird because it's selfish, because it makes me feel better when I help others. But it works. And it's good for everybody. To reach out, an easy way to feel less isolated and lonely, using technology. Audio messages is another easy one. And what I've been doing lately, I'm looking for reasons to get out of the house and be outside more. So what I do is I get in my car and drive around and I call people, and I'll use that time in my car, and it gives me a reason to get outside, and I'm still social distancing. And maybe that's something that could work for you. Try to pick 3 to 5 people every day to reach out to. Connection now more important than ever. And then finally, mindful movement. My last non-negotiable for a daily mindfulness practice and a tool. For me, yoga is a big one. But this could be walking, circuit training, spin, cycling. Even with COVID-19 having us spend more time indoors to be safe, we can use the technology, classes online. In fact, I'm doing Facebook Lives every morning at 9 a.m., yoga and core classes as a way to be of service, using technology to share and get people to move their body. You know, they say our issues are in our tissues, so stuck energy that needs to be released, it's so important that we move our body every day. Otherwise, it gets stagnant, inflammation, less circulation. So it's so important to move our bodies. Lowers the blood pressure, reduces stress, vital to maintaining optimal health, beneficial for the immune system, improves the cardiovascular health, which is so critical. And that's it, guys. Those are my non-negotiables, my daily spiritual mindfulness tools and practices that help me get into the flow, that help me vibrate high and shine bright. Win the morning, win the day. And now more than ever, we need this morning routine to help us get into the right mindset, to get in the flow. And hopefully these tools and practices are something you can apply into your own life. They've been transformational for mine, and that's why I wanted to share them with you. All right, guys, that's it for this week. Thank you so much. As always, sending everybody lots of love and positive vibes, big hugs. Stay safe. Please reach out to me if you need anything at all. Know that I'm here for you whenever, wherever, however I can be of service and help. And please share this with others if this had a positive impact in your life. The positive ripple effects by sharing with others, that's how we can be the change that we want to see in the world. Much love, guys. Until next time.